The group of women met at Red Mountain Park in Birmingham. Before they start their 2-mile hike, they stretch in unison while standing in a circle. The group leaders ask if any of the women have allergies or need inhalers, and they all trade cans of bug spray. Then they hit the trail.
So how did you find out about outdoorsy black women?
I love to have black women to do stuff with, because usually I'm just by myself, you know, in places like this. And none of my friends or family, I'm the crazy one, like, oh,
adventure
you like
one.
You like to do all, yeah, they call me crazy.
Lakeitha Clark fell into this group when she was approaching her 50th birthday. She wanted to take a trip that would involve a lot of time outside, and she needed inspiration. After looking on Instagram, she came across the group.
I found my people, you know, because I have other friends, but to have other black women. I mean, they don't even have to do everything I like, but to just have the love for the outdoors in common.
Outdoorsy Black Women is a national organization with over 3,000 members across the country. Clark started the Birmingham chapter in early 2022, and it already has 160 members. Toyin Ajayi founded the national organization. Last May, Bertina Robinson was driving on First Street South and discovered the homes that are part of Live on First, a new affordable housing development. Now she lives in one of the houses.
This is a smart system house. I can lock my doors from my phone. I can unlock my doors from my phone. I can turn my heat on from my phone. I can turn my air on from my phone.
Live on First is a group of 3 smart, highly energy efficient modular homes in the Titusville neighborhood of Birmingham. These homes are the first set of such homes built by Navigate Communities in the city. The organization, a subsidiary of the county's housing authority, is taking a modern approach to affordable housing. Nearly 25% of city.
Welcome back into the Sheraton Birmingham for the 2022 SWAC Media Day.
In case you're not a football fan, Division I HBCUs in the region are part of SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference. At the annual SWAC Media Day in July, all of the team's head coaches and star athletes were in Birmingham to discuss the upcoming season. Travis Hunter was one of the stars of the show.
Trying to go offense and defensive player of the year. I want to take all.
Hunter shocked sports fans across the country when he decided to commit to Jackson State University. It is very rare for an HBCU to land a top athlete, and Hunter was the number one high school football player for the season. Sports Illustrated called the move probably the most shocking decision in the history of college football recruiting. Hunter, who originally committed to a predominantly white university, said he wanted his move to be a stamp in black history.
Not enough of our black brothers go to HBCU. They all think they just have to go to the PWI to get the exposure they need, but you don't have to go there. You can go to HBCU, and I got brothers and sisters that might not have the talent I have, so I wanted to know that they accepted in the HBCU too.
HBCUs usually don't offer the same resources, like prestigious training facilities and stadiums, and they usually don't offer the same caliber of coaches. But Deion Sanders is shaking that up. Since the legendary NFL cornerback took over as coach in 2020, he ushered in a new wave of recognition for SWAC.
I love what we are with our program, and I'm trying to inflame other programs as well simultaneously. So when I'm up on the stage talking, I'm not just talking for Jackson State. I'm talking for the whole HBCU and the whole SWAC and whole black college football in general.
I truly believe that there is a big...
A lot has changed in the Birmingham sports landscape over the last few years. There's the newly built Protective Stadium and the $125 million renovations to Legacy Arena.
Ball is in the air, controlled by the Squadron to start things off.
Last year, that space became the home of the Birmingham Squadron, the NBA G League affiliate of the New Orleans Pelicans.
You know, they've got an arena that has kind of a new and fresh look, and there's been some serious investment into making that, you know, a good place to see a game.
That's Christian Clark. He's the New Orleans Pelicans sports reporter for NOLA.com. Here's a fun fact. A group of Pelicans is called a squadron. The team's name is also an homage to Alabama's military aviation history, like the Tuskegee Airmen. Clark says the Pelicans playing a preseason game in Birmingham is a good sign that they're looking to grow their fan base in the city and competing for fans in the region.
Louisiana, Mississippi, you know, Alabama, parts of Georgia. I guess Birmingham is like, well, are you a Hawks fan or are you a Pelicans fan if you live there? Because, you know, those markets are pretty equally far away.
The Squadron's general manager, Leslie Claybrook, adds that this move strengthens Birmingham's visibility in the world of minor league sports.
Sports Business Journal just recently did an analytical study and named Birmingham the 12th ranked minor league city in the nation. And it's because we have representation from every major minor league team out there.
It's true. The report also said the city could move up to be a top 10 market by 2023. And the study didn't even mention the Birmingham Squadron. The city already has hockey.